The following episode is brought to you by Rorschach. Enjoy his videos, observations, and rants at hearustalk.com/whoishe.
Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is hearustalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap! Yes. Yes. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday night miracle. That's right! This is the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on hearustalk.com. Every goddamn Tuesday night. Rain or fucking shine, 9 p.m. Or downloaded on djnewstyleshow.com. Speaking of always and the usual, let's talk about a guy. A bald man. Who is with me as always, ladies and gentlemen, your friend and mine, Frank the Germfree. Frank, how you doing tonight, buddy? How you doing, butter?
What's up, guys? What's up?
Is that your bit? Do you have that? Is that your bit?
No, it's no bit.
The stammering.
No, well, it's no bit. It's just the way.
You know what it is? It's like getting ready for the New York Marathon, lining up to the start. And the gun goes off, and then you just fucking fall on your face and get trampled. That's what it is, because you have this whole build-up where you refuse to be heard until I give you that intro. And isn't that right? Is that something that we need to...
I like to rest my voice.
Maybe have a little hot tea?
A little hot tea, lemon.
Coriander.
Maybe a hot toddy.
Some coriander. a hot toddy. Yeah, nice. Very good. So, Frank, how are you? How you doing tonight? Are you as unaware of current events as ever? Would you say that today is no different in the fact that you really don't know anything about the world, just like every other day?
Right.
You don't. Do you know?
Is this how we're starting?
This is how I'm starting.
Oh, okay.
This is how I'm starting. Do you know any of the news that's going on, Frank?
I know nothing.
Okay. What's the last big story that you've heard about?
Representative Wiener.
Okay, so you have heard about that.
Yes.
Ad nauseum.
I don't get tired of listening to it.
You really don't get tired of hearing about it? It's been two weeks?
The reason I don't get tired of listening to it is because it's news that I understand.
Okay, so this is news that's been boiled down to your level.
It's not about, you know, like... economic issues or this and that. It's just news
Dick. It's about a guy's cock.
Right.
So basically, for you to enjoy the news, it has to be an hour of cock and weather.
Right.
That's what it needs to be for you to find the news, the current events, palatable.
The more cock, the better.
That's what Ed McGrath is saying in the HeroesTalk.com chat room about you. He says, Frank cannot get enough wiener. And I'm getting a little tired
Not only
of that.
But I actually had a craving for sauerkraut yesterday.
Is it because you've been hearing about the story?
It might be.
It's a subconscious ploy to push more kraut. Is there even a brand kraut?
Do you like sauerkraut?
I've been known to indulge.
My father used to just open the can and just eat it.
See, that's fucking rancid. That's foul. Did he drink the juice? Did he open the can?
I can tell you.
I want to paint a picture. Did he open the can and put his mouth to it as the juice went down his fucking beard?
He heated it up first.
Ew. He put it. Oh God! Like that's such a hobo thing
it's
to do.
It's just cabbage. It's the same thing as coleslaw.
No, it's not the same thing as coleslaw. Actually,
cabbage is coleslaw, and so is sauerkraut.
Yeah. Yeah, and corn on the cob is corn on the cob, and so is the corn in my shit, but they're prepared a little differently. You see, despite it being the same elements, it's a vastly different meal if you were to be served. if someone said, hey, I'm going to serve you cabbage, but I'm not going to tell you how it's prepared, and it came out, it was sauerkraut, but I got coleslaw, you know, we would be eating two different fucking things.
Right.
Exactly right. Well, Frank, I've decided that a lot of the things we do on this show is we just talk about our shit, our random nonsense, and we essentially boil
figuratively
down...
Figuratively and literally.
Yes, it's bullshit about shit and shit jokes. That's what it is. There's shit jokes and actual shit. But I think we're doing that just because we're trying to make our show a little more like the type of news you enjoy. We want to include you on these topics, so we boil some of the stuff down to things that you understand and things that capture your attention. So what I'm thinking is, you're an inquisitive guy, correct?
Yes.
Why not embrace that aspect of you? Why not just, let's do some shit, let's talk about some shit that you have no fucking knowledge of, and let's see if maybe you could figure it out and learn something, and maybe be a little more informed.
Okay.
And you use your inquisitive nature to maybe learn a few things. Now, a hot topic of debate has been the NBA Finals, which are over now. Essentially, do you know who? Not even who won, but who was playing? Are you aware?
I am not really aware. I did hear about a guy. I don't know. I think it's London Broyle or London Broyle James. Wait. Or something like that. And
I'm sorry. Who did you hear about?
I don't know. Some guy named London Broyle or London Broyle James or something like that. There's some kind of thing about it, some kind of whoop-de-doo about London. Him. Well, what's his name? London Broyle?
London Broyle James.
Right.
He left his team last year.
Many people, please.
But it was a big deal.
If we're going to learn, we have to take step-by-step questions. Many people leave their team. What's your point?
Well, what you don't know about London Broyle James is that he was kind of a big fish, small pond situation. He was on a bad team that he brought to the finals. He wanted that championship. He didn't get it with that team, so he decided to move on. And he held a press conference. It was big news before this season started. And
right.
So can
I ask a question in the
sure.
meantime?
I'm sorry, please. Frank, at any time.
So when you
ask
say he was
question.
A big fish in a small pond, you're saying that he was on a crappy team?
Yeah, he was on a crappy team.
Okay, so he left that crappy team because they wouldn't have been able to get to the finals.
Well, they did get to the finals.
Oh, so then what was the problem?
Well, they lost. And there's a rumor that his teammate was fucking his mom.
Have you ever seen his mother?
I haven't.
Issue.
Well, I could take a look with the power of the internet, Frank. I believe her name is Gloria. Gloria James. Let's see what we got here, Frank. Okay. Do you remember the show Living Single?
No.
We are living single.
Wait, Gloria James, is she?
In a 90s kind of world, I'm glad I got my...
Is she
what?
With the Irish shirt on right now?
Yes.
Okay.
AKA,
she looks like a young woman.
AKA Queen Latifah lookalike. Yeah, she probably is a little bit youthful looking. Maybe she's a little younger. I don't know.
Because you got to realize, this London Broyle James is probably in his 20s, right?
He could very well be, yeah, I would say so.
And I'm in my 40s.
Yeah.
So his mother is probably my age.
Yeah, maybe. It's a possibility. But now, Frank, let's not get past the issue of why London Broyle James is such big news and why his name, London Broyle James, is all over the paper, Twitter, everything. So he left this team that he took to the finals, and he kind of was part of a move to get three very good players all together in one team in Miami. And a lot of people were like, oh, it's going to be fucking imbalanced. They're going to be too powerful. This is old news, but we're catching you up. And so at the point he joined this team with two other players, Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh, a lot of people turned on him. Whereas they would have not really hated him as much. But now it's obvious he's just out for himself. He didn't care about his team, so he left. He wanted to get that ring, and then he went to Miami. And people were saying, "Well, you know, they're gonna be really good." Okay. Well, during the press conference or the little pep rally they threw to announce that he was on the team, he said he signed it like a 5-year deal. He goes, "I signed a 5-year deal, but we're not gonna win just one championship. We're not going to win not 5 championships, not 6 championships, not 7. And he kept going and going and basically pumping up the crowd with the the assertion that he was going to form a dynasty in this team. So from that point on, people were against him. Now, as it turned out, the team was pretty good.
You're going too fast. You're not allowing me to.
I'm sorry, Frank. You know what?
Why are people angry at him maybe for being enthusiastic?
They're angry because they're haters. There are haters out there, Frank. Do you know that?
Okay.
People want to root against people they don't like.
I'm succeeding. Assuming that you're a fan of London Broil James. Because you're not a hater.
I'm really not a fan of the NBA.
You say
or the NBA. Okay. Or London Broil James per se. But I'm not really I don't really hate that his move. Okay? So anyway, let's get to this year. He takes his team to the finals along with these two other good players. They go to the finals. They're playing the Dallas Mavericks. A team that has never won a championship. The Dallas Mavericks, okay? They've been pretty decent at times, but they have never won a championship. London Broil James is really getting arrogant, and because he kind of sees it. He sees, I'm going to get what I want, okay? And do you want to take a guess what happened?
I'm assuming his team won.
No, I'm sorry, Frank. His team did not win. He lost the championship. And okay. He didn't perform great. He did pretty shitty. In fact, he choked in towards the end of every game, basically.
Define choking in basketball.
Oh, choking in basketball, Frank, is when they need you, okay? Like, let's say you have a family and you have children. They need you. You do whatever the hell it is you call work. And the checks come rolling in. Let's say in a quarter that's going to require a lot of bills to be paid, you just don't get it done, and the checks don't come in. Well, you fucking choked, didn't you?
And the funny thing is he left the other team because they didn't win.
Yeah, so didn't really matter.
So he got his just desserts.
He kind of got his just desserts. He kind of did. But even at that point, Frank, London Broil James. I'm curious, since you're not a sports fan, how did you hear about London Broil?
I just hearing it in passing and you know, whether you hear people talking about it or hear conversations. I just heard a lot about this London Broil James.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a pretty young guy. He actually didn't go to college. He got in right out of high school. But anyway, he basically asserted after losing the championships that a lot of people have been hating on him, hoping for him to fail. And he says that at the end of the day, tomorrow they're going to wake up and they're going to still be living their life, their own miserable life. Yeah, and I'm going to keep on living my life the way I do or whatever like that. Like, essentially saying like, you can hate me all you want, but you're still going to fuck your fat wife. You're still going to work at your shitty cubicle.
Yeah, that's a pretty shitty thing to say.
I would say so. So, London Broil James, not so much appreciated. How do you feel about that, Frank?
I don't like London Broil. First of all, I never liked any type of London Broil, let alone London Broil James.
Do you think that if you were to bite into him, you'd probably catch a little piece that has like a Shrek ear tendon?
Right. You have a guy here who makes his living off the fans, okay? The fans pay this man's salary.
They essentially do.
And for him to put people, common people down, it shows a lack of character on his self and a lack of maturity as well. You have somebody who came out of high school, no college education, and his lack of intelligence shows.
Now, there's another dynamic or another side of this story. Are you glad that you're learning this? Because now
I could talk. Now, when I hear somebody talk about it, I'll know what they're talking about. I don't have to.
Isn't
walk
that
away.
A nice feeling, Frank? Isn't yes. that a nice feeling? Like, for example, this morning you may have known about London Broil James, but you didn't really have an educated opinion on Mr. James, or as he is referred to, King James. He likes to be called King James. How does that make you feel? Very arrogant, right?
He's self-named himself King James, or other people are calling him King James?
I think someone might have said it, and then okay, he kind of just fucking ran with it. Okay. Like how, are you familiar with Michael Jordan?
Yes.
Someone might have seen him dunk a basketball in an impressive fashion. They called him Air Jordan, and he kind of fucking took it. He kind of ran with that.
Right.
Well, so is King London Broil James. Now, there's another side of this story here. Kind of a little bit of fuel on the fire against him. You know about Michael Jordan. Well, he was on a team with a man called Scottie Pippen. Are you familiar with him?
I have heard of that man's name.
You have heard of him with his fucking broken nose face. He asserted, probably with a case of sour grapes, that he feels London Broil James is a better basketball player than Michael Jordan.
Okay, why would this Scottie Pippen even say something like this?
You see? Exactly. Well, why? Maybe because...
he has a beef with Michael Jordan.
He's got some kind of fucking bone to pick with Michael Jordan. And he can't just go out and say, I don't think Michael Jordan was that good. He has to go out and say, well, I think London Broil James is the best. In fact,
it's
better than Michael...
It's a passive-aggressive type of thing.
Exactly. Do you see how it works now, Frank? You got London Broil James being propped up with some kind of backhanded fucking slap at Michael Jordan. Easily one of the greatest.
And you got Scottie Pippen pretty much sucking this guy's London Broil's dick for some reason.
Yeah, and then what happens? London Broil fucking chokes, fizzles out. And, you know, he was just Scottie Pippen was in the shadow of Michael Jordan. Anybody who played with him, it was in his fucking shadow. People on other teams, people in generations to come will be in the shadow of Michael Jordan. Scottie Pippen didn't like it. He felt he was incredible, wanted some recognition, and never got it. So, you know, a little bit
is
of
he
fucking,
still playing Scott Pippen?
Scott Pippen?
Right.
Scott Pippen is not playing anymore. Scott Pippen has drifted off into retirement.
Why do you laugh when I say Scott? I'm sure that's his name, Scott Pippen. I'm sure his birth certificate doesn't say Scotty.
It might. He is black. I don't know. Why would you call him Scott? Like, the guy has always been referred to as Scottie Pippen. Like, you're not just going to call London Broil James London.
Right.
You know how the game you like to play with rappers and athletes? For example, you know the real name of Snoop Dogg. You know it to be Calvin Brodus. So, like,
yes,
when
yes.
you go to Snoop Dogg's page on Wikipedia, it says Snoop Dogg, quote, Calvin Brodus.
Okay.
Or, like, originally born Calvin Brodus. Well, when you go to the article for Scottie Pippen, it actually says Scottie Maurice Pippen. Scottie Maurice Pippen. So maybe it actually is Scottie on his fucking birth certificate. So maybe he doesn't want to be called Scott. Is there some kind of shame that you have with putting in an IE sound?
No, I have no problem with that, Kenneth.
Don't use my full name.
I apologize.
Franco. You don't really have a full name. Like, there are variations of it. There's Franco, Franklin, Francis.
My name is Frank.
Yeah, just Frank. Nothing but Frank. So you feel good knowing some stuff.
Yeah, I feel good. I could talk to people at the water cooler now.
Yeah, you know all about this whole fucking NBA championship. And you know that the Dallas Mavericks.
Now, the NBA championship is over with now,
it's
right?
over with now, yeah. Dallas, a team owned by Mark Cuban. Do you know who Mark Cuban is?
Mark Cuban is a self-made billionaire.
You know that.
Yes.
You do know that. And you know yes. why you know it? Because he created a reality show some years back in competition
exactly.
with your favorite, The Apprentice.
That's the only reason. He's also on another show about
fuck faces
called Shark Tank.
Oh, is he really on that show? Where people come in there with their fucking...
Yes.
This is a new wrapping for sausages. It's going to sell billions. No, I don't think I want in. I'm out. Come on, guys. Come on, please. I put everything into this. Yeah, well, you've wasted your fucking life. I love when... I saw one episode of that. Some guy comes in with a bike, and it has a sign on it. And he says, this is my business. And, I'm sorry. I've offended someone from Texas by calling a wrapping for sausages, not calling it a casing. But what he doesn't know is that I'm actually referring to a plastic wrapping that you like you'd put a fun size Snickers in, but it's a goddamn sausage inside instead. A horrible idea. Yeah, the wrapping would be made out of some kind of Palmer. Palmer. Well, the guy came in with a bicycle that had like oak tag signs on either side of it. And he was going to sell treats out of the back of it. This was his big business idea. He would franchise it out to anybody who's interested in buying a Schwinn and some fucking Sharpie markers. And you could be Mr. fucking peddler. I don't know. And nobody bought it. And of course, every reality show, Frank, the minute they get voted off, are they gracious? Do they ever thank people for the time? Or is everybody full of shit and doesn't know anything?
Right, the latter.
Exactly. The guy with the fucking, the second grand science project of a business idea thought the millionaires he was begging for money from were all idiots. So yeah, you know him from that. He's on there. Well, that he owns the team that won the NBA championships, the Dallas Mavericks.
Oh, and okay. How did Mark Cuban make his money? Do you know?
He created a website called broadcast.com so that he could listen to radio broadcasts of sport teams, college teams. And what happened is someone bought it for a lot of money and it went away. So whoever bought it really got dick out of it. And Mark Cuban.
So
this website
was worth a billion.
It was worth a lot of money. And he put it together with some buddies or some shit. I don't know. Periodically, you'd see him on fucking TV, and they'd be like, look, this young guy's got a basketball court and a jet. How'd he do it? He created a website and sold it. Like, and then you'd see him getting thrown out of a fucking basketball game because he bought the team, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, whatever. It doesn't really matter.
Would it bother you to have a last name that's also a nationality?
It might, because I guess people would expect you to be like if I was Ken Cuban, people right. would probably expect me to be Cuban.
Do you think?
And I wouldn't know shit about fucking plantains.
Do you think Mark Cuban is Cuban?
I would think that he is. He kind of looks like he might have some Latin blood in him. I don't know. I really don't know. Let's see. Is Mark Cuban? Okay, in the Google suggest, before I finish my query, we see, is he married? Is he Jewish? And of course, the if you ever say, is so-and-so something, is Mark Cuban gay? But no, we're not interested in that. We want to know if he is Cuban. Is Mark Cuban Cuban? Why are you searching this? No one gives a fuck. Do something else. Talk about something interesting on your show. That's a very good result from Google. Very good, good result. So you know all about the NBA now. Frank, are you aware that last night there was a GOP debate?
The Grand Old Party debate?
Yes. That's.
No, I was not aware of that.
Well, there was one, and I watched it. And,
wow, because we both live in New Jersey, and I don't know that there's a up for New Jersey. What you're talking about?
There wasn't. It wasn't in New Jersey. I don't know why that matters.
Well,
it was in New Hampshire.
Okay.
What's your issue with that?
Well, why? Wait a second. What God's green earth interest would you have in its governorship primary or whatever? Why would you care about that?
What are you talking about? I'm talking about the GOP debate. That took place. It took place in New Hampshire.
Yeah. Why would you care about a New Hampshire governor?
It's not a. It's not. What? Governor? No, it's not the fucking gubernatorial
second.
Debate.
Wait,
it's
wait, what is this now?
It's the fucking. It's the GOP debate for the fucking
for what?
Presidency.
For president?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Were you aware that people are campaigning now?
I didn't think they were campaigning already for the presidency?
Yeah, because there's an election next year.
There is?
Frank, you pride yourself
on... In 2012, there's a presidential election.
Yes.
In November of 2012.
Okay, how long... Mr. Presidential Trivia, I am fucking floored. How long is a term for a U.S. president?
That would be 4 years.
It would be
eight
4 years.
The maximum.
Eight would be the maximum... It would be the maximum allowable now if they were elected for two terms. So when was the last presidential election?
Election was 2008.
Okay, now add 4 years, and you have 2012. So people are campaigning now. There's debates going on.
So people in the debates, these are like the preliminary of the preliminary. I mean, 99% of these people are going to get fucking weeded out.
Of course. There's like I think the CEO or founder of Godfather's Pizza is running for fucking president. It's I don't even know the guy's name. Kane or something like that. But every question is fucking... every question he fields goes back to, I will have to see the information made available. I am not in politics. I am not in Washington. When I have the information, I could make an informed decision. Well, just give him the dossier then. Let's see what he's going to do. He's going to put fucking pineapple and ham on everything. And just every bill that meets his desk, he's going to coat it in fucking ingredients that don't seem to go together, but actually taste quite nice. And then he'll just slide it back and say, well, that fixes that. Godfather's pizza, motherfucker. Oh yeah. Oh the CEO of Godfather's Pizza, also the founder and creator of Five Alive LLC. Are you familiar with a juice drink called Five Alive?
That's been around for many years.
It has been. It has been. It's the it was the nectar that that Veal Chop was raised on in his childhood years, and you'll frequently hear him talk about it. So the GOP debate, yeah, it's very preliminary. There's some people running now that you might argue could go further, like a Mitt Romney. He went pretty far last time. He's expected to do pretty well as far as the Republican debates go. But one that I found really interesting was Ron Paul. Are you familiar with Ron Paul at all?
I heard the name.
Ron,
but I don't know.
Okay,
you know,
so you're not going to call him a cut of
the
meat.
Famous.
He's like a former libertarian, getting a lot of buzz on the internet. Last presidential election, he was he basically won every single online poll because of people on Dig or Reddit or 4chan or whatever. They basically stormed every single fucking online petition or whatever. And you would see the debates, they would throw it to the web. They would throw the results. They'd go, who do you think is winning the debate? Go to CNN.com/debate. And in the 2008 election, it would be like, oh, 97% of you think Ron Paul won the debate. And he maybe got, I don't know, 10 electorates in the primaries. He didn't really do all that well. But he's running again, and he's an older man, Frank. He is an older man, and he's looking very withered. He doesn't really look good. He stammers a little bit. It's like, you know, an old man might have ideas that sound pretty good, but the minute they start to address a question like an old, like a defensive, slightly confused old man, the credibility goes out the fucking window. Also, the fact that he was in a movie called Bruno. Are you familiar with that, Frank?
I am. That's Sacha Baron Cohen, a.k.a. Borat.
Yes. He was in that movie. I just saw a piece of it recently.
Great movie. Not well received, but a great movie. I would say even better than Borat.
Do you remember when he interviewed a politician, Frank?
That was Mitt Romney?
No, that was Ron Paul.
Oh.
And he stormed out once Bruno started making his advances. And I couldn't... Every time I see Ron Paul, all I can do in my head is recite what he screams. He's gay as blazes!
Did you...
He's as gay as blazes, and he came on to me. This interview is done! He's gay as blazes.
Oh, that could...
Well, that could do something what? That could hurt his fucking ill-fated stab at the
because
presidency.
Because he's almost saying that...
Yeah, he's saying that hell is the gayest leopards. Possible thing. That's what he's saying, that there's nothing gayer than blazes.
Why was there any people...
Because everybody already thinks he's a kook. Like, he could really just say that black people came from spaceships, and people would just say, yeah, that's... that. Well... It's Ron Paul. I mean, he wants to get rid of the Federal Reserve, for Christ's sakes. He's out of his fucking mind. Like, people don't give him any credibility.
Yeah.
You know?
Did you like the part where the penis was doing a circular thing?
I tell you the truth, I don't remember that. I didn't see the entire movie. I saw the Ron Paul part. And every time I see this just rapidly aging old man standing at a podium, not quite looking like he knows where he is, having a few stock lines, I just can't fucking forget that. Just out of curiosity, Frank, why is that when we say Bruno, why is that the image that comes to your mind first?
I am Bruno. Because that was in the middle of the film, it's like somebody's just tasseling his ding-a-ling. It's
oh,
like
wait, isn't that,
around.
Is that where he's pitching a show to a test market or something and the intro screen?
Yeah, that was a funny fucking movie, wasn't it?
It was a pretty funny movie. We're talking about basic sports knowledge, retarded politics, and movies from about, I don't know, what, 3 years ago? But I don't give a shit. Yeah, that was a pretty fucking funny scene where it's his shitty interviews with celebrities and... they're just bored to tears with it, and then comes the credits.
Was that staged, or is that real?
I'm sure a lot of it is staged. I'm sure a lot of it's got to be staged, right? I mean, there was a fucking piece with Richard Bey too, and he hasn't had a goddamn show on the air since like 92.
People are talking, and the Richard Bey show.
Oh, interesting. Have you ever been on the Richard Bey show? Have you ever been in the attendance of the Richard Bey show?
No, I have not.
I bet you that's a...
That was filmed at Metro Media Studios in Secaucus, New Jersey.
Collection of Regret? Probably for you? Not seeing a live taping of the Richard Bey Show. I'm going to say that.
No, but I do remember watching that back in the early 90s, and they did not have a delay on there, and many times the F word went over the air. Mm.
You know, if Richard Bey had been around, like, now, I bet you he probably would have done a lot better. With the internet and viral video clips, because there was a lot of dumb shit.
No doubt.
If he was around now, he probably would be on ICU too. That's ICU2.com. When I say ICU, I mean ICU2.com. We all want to just get together. We all want to fucking connect. We want to see some things. We want to show some things. We want to say some things. Well, the place to do it is ICU too. Just download it, throw it on your PC. It's free to try. Don't fucking worry about it. And you load it up, turn your goddamn cam on, and you're going to be face or cock to face with somebody from any place. Name a spot on the globe, Frank.
Guatemala.
You turn on your goddamn laptop in central New Jersey, and there's a chance you could see a face from Guatemala. It's incredible. It's awesome. They've been helping us out here. They support everything that we do, and we love them. ICU, that's ICU2.com. ICU2. ICU2.com. Frank, I got to say, I have to say, what are you doing? Are you paying attention here?
I could do two things at one time.
Oh, very interesting. Very, very interesting. I got to say... the reason I'm kind of bringing these current events up, and the reason I'm trying to like get my mind back on some things, to maybe get caught up on things I used to be up on, like politics and sports, is because I realized that I was starting to become you, Frank.
Excuse me?
I was starting to become you. I was at work hearing typical banter, people talking about something, and I had no idea what they were talking about. I mean, I had the idea. I'm not exactly like you. Whereas someone would say, hey, did you see the basketball game? And it would be as if someone just fucking punched a keyboard and printed it out and read it. But I had no idea who was playing. I didn't know who won. I don't know the standings or whatever for the Mets. I didn't even know they were playing. Did you see the debates? I didn't even know there were debates. So I didn't like that feeling.
I don't like what you're doing right now because you're putting me down.
Would you say that I'm wrong though? I mean,
no. I don't like where you're going with this, and I'm highly offended by your what you're trying to do right now.
But you know that it's true that you're not up on.
I'm out of touch.
You are out of touch, but you don't give a shit that you're out of touch.
No, I on the contrary, I very much do give a shit, but I just don't have the.
Oh, so then basically what I just did for you with the London Royal James thing or whatever the fuck you called him.
What's his name, isn't it?
No, it isn't. It's fucking LeBron James. It's not London Royal James. I mean, he's black, but let's say he's not that black. He's not going to be named after a fucking cut of meat. His name is LeBron James. But so what I did for you there was a very good deed, and you're still deeply hurt that I'm
pointing
out the situation.
You know what? You're putting
me down.
No,
I'm sympathizing with you, Frank, because
I don't want your sympathy.
Okay, well, let me tell you how else. This is a two-pronged thing that led to me realizing that I could very easily just slip into being you. For some reason, and I think it's attributed to a lack of short-term knowledge, I started having a burning ass for no reason.
Shut up, you asshole.
I fucking swear to God, my fucking ass was just burning out of nowhere. And not even on the asshole, on the cheeks, like on the fucking edge.
The anus.
Wherever. I don't know why, but the way you describe it, I just picture a fucking, like an open, like an area with no skin, like road rash, covering the entire span of your ass. The way you talk about extreme pain and having to put up with it. So I found myself not knowing basic things that I could just learn by, I don't know, paying attention to something. And I started to realize that my ass was fucking burning. And then instantly the image in my head was your fucking face with no expression on it. And just like, boom. Like, if you had to apply one of your expressions to this sound, boo, that is the exact fucking face that I pictured in my mind. And I realized I could very well become that if I stay on my track. So I'm trying to keep up on news and shit. I'm trying to read more stuff. You know, I'm a busy guy. So I kind of sympathize with you, Frank. It's not a good feeling. It can't be. You can't enjoy being uninformed and having a fucking fiery ass.
I feel like I'm in a in the bottom of a well, and I don't know what's going on around me.
The bottom of a well, and you're sitting on a fucking flame chair. Every day it burns your ass? Every day?
No, it itches every day. It doesn't necessarily burn every day. Oh. It itches every day.
Oh, actually,
every day
that's right.
When
it burns for you, that's relief. Because as you've said before,
I prefer a burning ass over an itching ass.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. So imagine the pain I'm in. I'm not in anymore, but over the weekend I was. The pain I was in is your sanctuary.
Right. Because think about it. You were in pain, but if your ass was itchy, you'd be in a frenzy.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't be able to see.
You ever have anal itch?
I've had an itchy ass, but not for a very long time. Like, you have
every
it on a daily.
Every day I have anal itch. 24/7, I have anal itch. It will not go away.
This seems like some kind of disease that would go away the minute, like, toilet paper
was invented.
See, just
talking. I'm scratching it right now as we're speaking.
What, like, do flakes come off? Do you notice anything in your fingernails? Like, how could it be always itchy? Do you do anything to it?
I don't do anything to it. The meat part.
God, don't say meat part.
The chopped meat part is always itchy.
Wait, when you say chopped meat part, what the fuck are you talking about? Because I don't know if you're aware of this. The average goddamn person does not have a chopped meat asshole. Why do you have a chop?
I don't know, but when I scratch it, it feels like chopped meat.
Ew. Okay, I don't even want to forget it. So, like, if people want to have the Frank experience, they could just go to their local butcher shop, pick up some fucking hamburger meat, and start scratching it. And, like, you know, at Halloween parties, they put those boxes with grapes in it, and they're like, those are the monster's eyeballs. And then they go, like, a box with cauliflower in it, and these are the monster's brains. And then they'll have a special box with fucking chopped meat in it. And that's the bald man's asshole. Scratch it and feel his pain through your fingertips. Just fucking heinous. Absolutely fucking heinous. Frank, I don't know what to tell you. Why, can you not nose breathe into the fucking mouth?
You know, sometimes nose. What do you call? Is it nose breath? Is it? What do you call it? Like, if somebody breathes on you through their nose and you smell you could smell their bad breath through their nose.
If you smell bad breath through the nose, that's the worst type of breath. That's breath that has gone into the sinuses. That's some kind of fucking infection, I think, at that point. It's got to be. You can't smell bad breath out of a nose in most cases. Well, how close are you getting to somebody?
Well, like, especially in the
morning.
Are
you hooking nostrils? That you're just, it's like an airplane, you're recycling each other's air? What do you mean in the morning? Oh, Donna. You're saying Donna's got terrible breath?
In the morning.
So she has, like, sinus troubles. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know where it is, but she ain't pretty, I'll tell you that much.
Out of her nose, it smells like that?
Yeah.
God damn. It's pretty goddamn rough. How do you live your day-to-day life, Frank?
I live it one day at a time.
Day at a goddamn time. You wake up, you go downstairs, you start working, and then the checks come in. And that's how everything takes care of business. You take care of the kids, take care of the wife.
My wife takes care of me.
And you do it all.
If it wasn't my wife, I wouldn't be able to survive.
Oh, she takes care of you?
Right.
Maybe that's why her nose smells. Oh.
I don't even get that, but whatever.
It goes in your goddamn chop meat. All right. Well, Frank, what I want to do is, I want to see. Do you have an imagination left? In your, like, do you have capacity for imagination?
Yeah, I do. I have an imagination.
You do?
Yes, I do.
So, like, to what extent? Like, if I said something, you could picture it, or can you explore? Do you have an exploratory imagination?
I have exploratory and olfactory as well.
You have scent imagination. You could just create smells.
I could
in your mind.
You can't think of something and smell it.
I don't have scent memory. I can't think of the smell. I have to be given.
Either come to think of it.
I have to be given direct.
Can anybody?
I don't know. I think it would be a tremendous skill if you could just remember scents without, like, any stimulation. I think if I'm given something and I smell it, I could identify it or say what it tastes like.
I don't believe you.
What do you mean? Why wouldn't you believe me? You just said you can't either.
Oh, yeah. All right, go ahead.
I'm sure but you do smell your fingers after you scratch your ass. So you probably.
I've never smelled my fingers after scratching my anus.
It smells like Five Alive and shit. So what I want to do, Frank, is I want to kind of. I want to just test your imagination a little bit. What are you doing? Are you fucking. You're moaning.
Sometimes I just do that when I'm. I get out.
No,
I'm
you
sorry.
Literally. I was talking to you and you were doing.
Again, I'm sorry.
Like, you were doing some fucking terrible phone sex fucking moan.
Go ahead.
And I was here to just talk about your imagination. Frank, I want to put you in a scenario. I'm going to leave it very, very basic. I encourage you to ask questions to determine your surroundings, to determine the things that have happened. And what I really want to know is, given a scenario, how are you going to survive? Now, we just described that you wake up, you go downstairs, kick off your goddamn smelly fucking shoes, bolt the door shut so your family, you know, doesn't fucking pass out, and you do your work on your computer, right? Let's pretend there's no electricity. What do you do? And keep in mind, you can ask me any questions you want. I'll give you the answers. I'll tell you about the situation. There's no more electricity.
So there's no electricity. There's no internet. Correct?
You're correct. There's no internet. There's no electricity.
If there's no internet, I can't do any work. So it pretty much ends right there.
There's a rule. You can't give up. You have to do anything you can to survive. Okay? There's no electricity, Frank. What are you going to do?
Does the phone work?
There's no electricity.
I can't survive.
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. Landlines will work. Okay. Landlines will work.
And so will cell phones.
No, cell phones will not work.
Why? They're not electricity.
Well, they'll work until the batteries die. Your cell phone will work until your battery dies, and then there's no more cell phone. You cannot recharge your cell phone. So you can use a phone. But Frank, I think you're approaching this a little bit wrong. Like, you wake up and there's no electricity. Are you going to...
As soon as I wake up in the morning?
No electricity. Nothing.
Oh. All right. So there's no electricity. What do I need electricity for in the morning?
A week goes by. There's still no electricity. What are you doing? The neighbors have no electricity either. There's no electricity. You soon discover through word of mouth, there's no electricity in the entire fucking world. It's all done. The fucking power plants.
Fine.
Shut down. There's no electricity. What do you do? People are fucking panicking. Your neighbors are starting to try and pool resources. You just don't give a shit, do you?
If everybody doesn't have electricity, then it's fine.
You think it's going to be fine?
Yeah.
You're just going to live.
If everybody doesn't have electricity, it's fine.
Okay. You see, you don't even think about anything. You have no imagination.
No. If nobody has electricity, then there's nothing to worry about because we're all in the same boat.
Okay. It's dinner time, and it's been 3 months without electricity. What do you do?
I eat fresh and vegetables.
Where are you getting them?
From the supermarket.
What supermarket? There's no fucking electricity.
I grow my own vegetables.
You're going to grow your own fucking vegetables. You can't even fucking... You couldn't even cut your own vegetables.
It would probably take too long to grow them. I guess I would. What I would do is I would go to farms and just rip off the vegetables from farms.
You're gonna steal from the farmers?
Yeah, because it would take too long to grow it.
The farmers are waiting for this. Like, even though there's electricity now, they're prepared for this right now. They know that the minute the balloon goes up, as people say, they're gonna come running over the fucking hills, charging down. There are people in fucking windows with shotguns ready to fucking blow the heads off of bald people trying to pick a pepper off the fucking field. Frank, the neighbors are going to feel you out and know that you don't have a fucking plan. And you and your family are going to become fucking porterhouse steaks. They're going to eat you. They're going to fucking put you on a plate and eat you. And one of them will do it like in Saw, where you're still kind of cognizant as to what's happening, and he's just snipping fucking tendons and shit, and you're like, "What are you doing?" And he's got his shaky surgeon's hand, never got to be a real surgeon, so he paid to be able to cut you apart. Frank, you are gonna be fodder because you don't have a vision. I tell you, there's no fucking electricity. You think fine, everybody's on the same level.
Well, what's the? I don't know. I don't know what you want me to get. What you want me to mean? If there's no, why don't you give me another scenario? Do you have another situation?
Okay, you wake up tomorrow, and there's no gasoline in the entire world.
It's gotta be all about know this, know that. There's no
gasoline. Okay, no, hold on, hold on. Fine, fine. You wake up tomorrow, and you find your neighbors outside shooting with the fucking cops. They're both fucking, it's a goddamn stalemate. There's gunfire being traded back and forth on all sides of you. It's fucking mayhem. You just woke up because you're a heavy sleeper. You didn't notice any of this. And you see that your neighbors are firing rounds at police cars, armored vehicles, and the cops are trading fire with them. What do you do?
I call 911.
Okay, so basically nothing.
What am I going to do?
Do you what did you expect 911 to do? You're at the scene of the fucking the police are there. They're shooting your neighbors in the fucking legs. What are they going to do? What do you think they're going to fucking do, Frank? Let's say the neighbors fucking kill all the cops and now the neighbors run the town. And it's the neighbors that are pissed off that your kids are a little too loud. And they said, you know what? Next time I hear a kid scream in your yard, you saw what I did to the cops, right? It's going to come your way. What do you do? No imagination.
I guess not.
No. You burned that part of your brain out.
I have. Well, let me give you a scenario.
Fine. Give me a scenario.
Let me give you a scenario.
And this is how it's got to be played. You have
get
to
up in the morning.
You have to ask questions. You have to feel
you
it all out.
You get up in the morning. True. And there's no water.
There's no water.
No water.
When I go to the faucet, nothing comes out.
Nothing comes out.
All just, I have are, do I have bottles of water?
You have one pint of water. That's all you have.
I have a pint of water. And I'm assuming that is there any vegetation outside?
Only asparagus.
Where the fuck? No, not vegetables, vegetation.
Oh, I think it's a vegetable.
Well, I'm sure glad there's my lawn is made out of asparagus.
Yeah, everything's the way it was. Everything is fine. It's just that there's no water today.
Okay.
You wake up, there's no water.
I wake up, there's no water coming out of the pipes. First thing I do is I try to find out is this happening to everyone? I turn on. Is there electricity?
Yes.
I turn on the TV, check the internet. I try to see if this is an isolated thing. Is there anything in the news going on about this? Is this a worldwide thing? I'm asking you.
This is not worldwide. It's only in your house.
It's just my house?
Right.
Well, I'm glad that I have parents that I haven't estranged, and I have neighbors that don't exactly hate me yet, so I'll just borrow water. Wow, really apocalyptic. I live in a fucking field of asparagus and I have neighbors with fucking pipes.
Alright, let me give you another scenario.
Who gives a shit?
You wake up in the morning.
Okay.
And your dog Mangy, what's his name? Teddy?
Teddy, yeah.
Teddy is now walking on his hind legs like a grizzly bear.
Oh shit. Okay, so he's on his hind legs, and
right.
Every time he walks now.
And he's about 7 feet tall now, and he is murdering all of your neighbors.
So he's outside of my house?
Yes, he's outside of your house, and he's murdering your neighbors by just biting them in the neck with his...
Does he have opposable thumbs?
Whatever dogs have, I don't know, whatever they have.
Oh, 10-foot bodies and murderous fucking, and the ability to walk on their back feet forever? I don't know. What do dogs have? I'm sorry to be so dumb with my fucking question.
Look at your fucking dog. You pretty much fuck it every day, so look at it.
Frank, I look at it. He's not on his hind legs, 10 feet tall, murdering fucking strangers.
All right, but what are you going to do if he is?
So he doesn't have opposable thumbs, right?
I don't know what dogs have.
Can he work a doorknob?
No.
So he can't get in my house?
No.
Maybe I'll let him have fun for a little while. And then I'll call the cops after I have a fucking sandwich and maybe a cup of coffee. I'll say, I didn't know where he was.
Your dog.
I didn't know where he was.
Your dog was on a murdering rampage. Would you, whatever.
What?
No.
Go ahead. Nothing is too fucking dumb for this. Do you understand? This is This is imagination, Frank. It's the ability to fucking use your goddamn mind for something other than a storing Seinfeld trivia. That's what it's all about, Frank. Using your fucking mind. Would you care if I gave you one now? Do you see how it's played? You
give have me to one more. I'm not going to promise anything, but give me one more.
You wake up and you see that all the furniture is broken and you...
Goldilocks was here.
You don't know where your kids are. And then you call for them and you hear a demon voice from the basement. What do you do?
I go in the basement.
Okay, so you go in the basement.
I bring some protection with me.
What do you bring?
Maybe a fireplace poker.
Okay, that's not bad. You should also bring, since you're going with the fireplace poker sword, you should also bring like a pot lid for a shield. Okay, so you go down in the basement, you discover that it's Luke and he's been possessed. And he is now 7 feet tall and he has Mike Tyson hands. He doesn't look angry. He just has a demon voice.
Have him be my protector, bodyguard.
How are you doing that? You don't even, first of all, you just saw him. You haven't engaged him yet. What do you say to him? You see your son, he's fucking 7 feet tall now and he has black boxer hands.
What do I say to him?
Yes.
I say, listen, we're going to make some money.
Oh, he's intrigued. He's very intrigued by this. See, that's a very smart move. Because I think demons are very, very into get-rich-quick schemes. So what he goes, okay, tell me the fucking details. In a demon voice, though. What happens?
I'm going to have you intimidate people.
Okay, he's into it.
And get their collectibles.
Okay. So then what? You go upstairs?
Yes.
And he chews you to pieces and you're fucking done.
Whatever.
He takes all your money and now he lives there.
Take the money and run.
That's it. Why don't we wrap this thing up? It's been a bit of a rough day. And you try and do whatever you do to keep your mind off of certain things. People play video games, music. People watch TV shows. I think something that I like to do for fun is just bullshit with you, Frank, and do this podcast. And, I get a kick out of doing it, and I also enjoy people, listening to it and letting me know that they enjoy it too or whatever. And today's been a pretty fucking difficult day. As you know, as anybody who probably listens to this knows, Irish Alki, Pat, has passed away. And it's fucking devastating. And my heart goes out to Aurelis and their family and all their friends and people that knew him better than I did. Better than I got the chance to.
Yeah, I mean, especially to little Colin and Aurelis. And
yeah,
it's just mind blowing. Somebody so young, but there's no, it leaves you speechless. You know, when you hear news like that, you're just speechless. Your mouth drops.
Yeah,
and
it is.
Speechless.
You hear the call and you kind of expect for it. Or you hope for it to be like a big misunderstanding. You know, like you hope to get another call where it's like, whew, got out of that one. You know, that it all worked out, but it doesn't. And then, the day goes on. You think about it more, and it's
somebody who's rough.
And to be perfectly honest, I don't truly know him as well as I know some people, and I've interacted with him a lot online. And we made up songs for hours and we made each other laugh and I find myself fortunate to have been able to interact with the guy.
Right. I mean, very popular, ton of friends, Missed by a bunch
and
of people.
You can say that, you know, life is unfair, and to an extent it is, but thank God that it's at least fair enough that we got to meet someone like him.
Absolutely. Hear.
And, you know, that said, rest in peace, and my heart goes out to you, Aurelis, and Colin, and all the kids, and friends, and everybody who loved Pat. So take care of yourselves, and if you have someone that you love, just spend some time with them today, and, you know, just appreciate the moments you have. That's it. I really, not to take us out of this, but we kind of were just talking about your itchy asshole, and then we went into a very, very emotional thing here. I try and keep your mind off of some of the things, you know. So do whatever makes you happy, and be with whoever makes you happiest. And if you're Frank, and you have an itchy asshole, talk about it and have fun doing so. Frank, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And rest in peace, Pat. You will be missed. Frank, do you have anything you want to say?
If I wanted to say something, I would already say it.
Thank you.